It's been almost 1 year since a massive earthquake hit western Gujarat state in India. Some 20,000 people are believed to have died then. Hundreds of thousands were left homeless. Nalin Mehta is a reporter for NDTV based in New Delhi. He says the area struck by the quake looks very different today than it did just after the earthquake hit.
It was complete devastation. You couldn't see any of the roads. You couldn't see any of the buildings. They were all destroyed, and there was just rubble all around. We could see dead bodies being carted around on hand carts by whatever means people had available. There was a complete sense of shock because whole families had been wiped out, whole communities had been wiped out. Most of the debris now has been removed. But as far as the reconstruction effort is concerned, there is a basic dichotomy between the reconstruction in the towns and that in the villages. Entire villages have been rebuilt, or they are being rebuilt within the next 6 months. The whole countryside will be completely new. But the situation is very bad in the towns.
Has everybody been given shelter? Are people back in houses in towns like Buj?
No, they're still living in tents. They're living in wilderness, basically. And now it's a very cold winter there. So the reason for that is that the government says that they have to make new town plans ready. They're conducting seismic studies. Based on that, they will redesign the towns completely. Until the time those plans are ready, no houses on a permanent basis can be put up. As you may recall, most of these houses collapsed because they were badly designed. They were not up to earthquake resistance parameters. And the government is saying that once the seismic studies are done, based on which areas are more prone, they will not allow reconstruction in those areas.
What about the economy of Gujarat State? What about the factories? What about the way the merchants are working? What's happening there?
Well, the economy is picking up slowly. We walked around most of these towns, and you can see little shops which have come up again. In fact, I met a handicrafts retailer. That person was the largest handicrafts retailer in the whole region, and his whole business was wiped out. He lost 8 members of his family, and today he set up a small shop once again, selling handicrafts once again. He started to rebuild his life. So the economy is picking up again, but very, very slowly.
It is somewhat ironic here to recall that after the earthquake last January, that India's Prime Minister Vajpayee telephones General Musharraf in Pakistan to thank Musharraf for sending 2 relief planes to help out with the earthquake relief.
Yes, it certainly is very ironic. In fact, there was a great deal of symbolism to it that a country which India looks upon as an enemy country has sent in relief supplies at a time of national calamity in India. And now, of course, 12 months later, we are almost on the brink of war. There is a great deal of jingoism going on both sides, and there is a great deal of war going on at the moment.
Mr. Mehta, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Nalin Mehta reports for NDTV in New Delhi.